Hello there, and welcome to Four Geeks and a Pizza. I'm John Franz. This is the John.com podcast. I'm here today with Megan Beck, the lovable little hobbit from Middle Earth, Kyle Moffat, the soon-to-be vampire, and Jason Revington, the ultimate fanboy.
Thank you, sir.
How is everyone doing today?
Awesome.
Good. What day is it today, Megan?
It's somebody's birthday.
It is.
It
what
is.
Does that mean?
John's birthday.
Yay! What does that mean, Megan?
That means that he's in his mid-20s.
Oh. Early mid-20s. Early mid-20s. Not that I really care. But
John, are you feeling old today?
No.
No?
John's timeless.
Is gray hair starting to show up?
This
yeah,
beauty doesn't age.
He actually does have a few gray hairs.
Does
he?
It's,
yeah,
the
he
stress.
Does.
It's the stress of putting up with you two, I think. That's what I think it is.
And I take that offensively.
It's the stress of this podcast. I need to find a better gig.
It is stressful.
All right. Is there anything you guys want to talk about first off?
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear John.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. You
how old are you?
You all have wonderful singing voices.
Me the most, because he was looking at me.
I'm being serenaded by the best.
No, we try. Next, it's going to be Four Geek and a Pizza Quartet, okay?
Yes,
we're going to be going
yeah.
around trying to panhandle
we're,
for money.
We're really branching out.
Yes.
Selling out. In every
nice.
Possible way. All right, so today we're going to start, we're going back to our normal format.
Yes, after
so we're going to start our show with...
Avengers podcast of last week.
Yes.
Last time.
We're going to start the show today with what are you indulging in again? It's been a while since we've done this now, so hopefully we can get some new information on some cool shows and books and stuff. Let's start with the ultimate fanboy here. What are you up to, Jason?
I'm trying to think of what I've indulged in since the last one. I've watched a couple of whole series of shows, but I'm kind of drawing a blank on which ones they are. I'm watching the same. I'm watching Games of Thrones. I'm watching Glee. Glee's had a couple of good episodes. Nothing great. A couple of good ones.
I haven't really watched it lately.
Yeah, I've watched... Man, I don't remember what I watched a whole series. I didn't write it down, but I watched the whole. Oh, Dexter! I watched the sixth season of Dexter. It was okay. It was. I just watched the one to watch because a girl, Jennifer Carpenter, is coming to the Fan Expo, so I wanted to catch up before then. And I watched Game of Thrones, which I'm enjoying. I'm watching Glee. I tried to get into Shameless season two, but I watched the first episode and it just didn't grab me.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna put that on the back burner. I've been reading a lot of comics lately, actually, and I've also been lending some to Megan Beck, I'm trying to turn her into a Marvel fan. But, yeah, I've been reading a lot of comics lately, a lot of, what was I reading? A couple of Avengers things. I'm reading the Astonishing X-Men book, I believe, 5. It's the one, I think the first one that Joss Whedon didn't write. So it's good. Like it's a good series, The Astonishing X-Men. Yeah. But yeah, that's about it for now.
He's disappointing me with his lack of.
I know.
Indulgences.
I haven't gotten
too much Avengers movie for you.
Oh, 4 times. Yeah, it was awesome. I'll talk about that. See, that's gonna take up my whole part. I'm gonna save till that because I'm gonna have a love letter for the Avengers when it comes out.
Gross.
You can leave anytime.
All right, Mr. Soon-to-be Vampire, what are your indulgences, I should say, of late?
Of late, wow. My first one is...
That was a Garrison voice.
is
Mr. Slave.
It's that video game that John got me for my birthday, Prototype 2.
Oh, yeah?
I played the first one. And I loved it.
What's it about?
It's
a prototype. I've never even heard of that.
The first one is about you're this character, Alex Mercer, and it's kind of like a zombie apocalypse. There's a virus that gets out, and it makes everyone zombies except for certain people. So Alex Mercer turns him into like the shapeshifter, so he can actually like consume people. Like he kills them and he absorbs them, like literally eats them. his like tendrils are kind of his back kind of thing.
Oh, so he's kind of like a zombie then. He's kind of like a supernatural.
Yeah, and then he can transform into the person he just consumed. Oh. So you kind of like you're going around in these like bodies trying to sneak into places and like destroy everything, and you can shapeshift your arms like this giant blade or like these claws. It's really gore. You can just walk around the streets like chopping random citizens in half.
Are they
really
like live people?
Oh, yeah,
or the aliens?
They scream before you kill them.
So why
rated M for mature.
Yeah,
why are you killing alive people though?
Because it's fun. I don't need energy to have my superpowers work. Okay,
so
but
essentially you're a zombie too.
Yeah, you need to eat
because you
got to gotta
eat
health,
people too. So
to
wow,
gain health. Yeah, not just people. You can kill other zombies too and gain health. But
okay,
the second one is about a different character who hates Alex Mercer and gets the powers. And it's about his like revenge on Alex Mercer, and it's just kind of like the same thing except they have all these different power upgrades. But it's just, the story's not really there. I play the game because it's just so much fun to go around and
you,
like,
did you
chop people into pieces.
At the end, is part three going to be Alex Mercer versus this guy? And
I don't know. They didn't really leave a lot for a part three. Like, they left it open, I guess, but not really.
Does Alex Mercer die in the first one?
No. He's alive. And you see him again in the second one. That's why he's in the second one. But I can't tell you what happens in the second one because that's a spoiler.
Spoiler alert!
I'm not giving any spoilers.
Yeah.
But it's good. I really like it. Like, I've just been playing. And then after you beat it, they have a new game plus, which is where, like, you keep all your upgrades, and you just start a new game from the beginning.
So what gaming console do you play this on?
Xbox. If I want a game on a good system, I always get it for Xbox.
Okay.
Yeah.
Xbox, there's their endorsement. The check can go to John's house. Thank
Xbox
you.
Xbox. Yes. Other than that, John and I have been watching Spartacus.
Season 2?
Yeah, Gods of the Arena.
Oh, that's
no, the
that's
arena.
A prequel. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Did you find it? You bought it?
I got a bootleg.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I was going to say, but yeah.
I like it. I don't know. I'm kind of,
what's,
right now,
what
I'm
episode
liking
are you guys
it.
On?
We've watched,
we have two more left.
Yeah, we have two more.
So
one more disc.
My favorite character in this season, by last season by far, is Gannicus.
Gannicus.
See, I don't find him as quite as charismatic.
I like Gannicus more than Spartacus.
Really?
I liked Gannicus, man.
There was one character I like that John doesn't like. I like Gaia.
I like Gaia too, but I thought
she's
she
such
like
a bitch. I just love it.
What
so
was the other chick's name in the first season?
Gaia's the manipulative blonde girl. The
yeah,
manipulative
the
blonde
one
girl.
From
Gaia. Well, Gaia's.
Gaia's not the blonde one. Gaia's like.
Is she the one that's friends with
Lucretia?
Lucretia?
And,
yeah. And like her husband dies, and she's always looking
she's looking
rich
for a new husband.
But the blonde girl in the first season, I found was so much better. Like
she's not
hated
season,
her.
No,
that's why. Yeah,
but John,
I feel like it's
more
lacking
wait,
something.
Wait till the third season. You actually start to get pathos for her. Like in this, the next season, like the second season, which I'll tell you, I finished that. The second season's finale is probably one of the best episodes of TV I've watched, and it was better than like the film The 300. And so, like, it was that good of finale.
Kyle, are you indulging in anything else at all?
No, that's it. That's all I'm indulging in. I'm done. All
right, we're heading over to Miss Megan Beck, our little hobbit.
Megan.
What are you up to, Megan? What shows are you watching, books are you reading? Anything different? Are you
Worlds
playing
of,
any
Worlds
games?
Worlds of Warcraft are you
well,
playing?
I've actually been playing a lot of World of Warcraft. I finally got my character to a max level.
Wow.
So now I have to work on getting all the freaking gear. So it takes forever, but it's really great now because Amber and Chu are my two friends.
Are you guys in a guild?
Yes, we are in a guild.
Oh my god, you're in a guild.
We're in a guild.
They're in a guild.
There's like 800 people in our guild, though. But we actually, last night, Amber came over. Chu, Amber, and I all sat in our garage on our laptops playing World of Warcraft together. My sister
can you say
out.
Nerd?
Did
My,
you guys even
yeah.
talk to each other,
yeah,
or were you just
yeah,
talking
we,
through the game?
No, we talked to each other, but...
when you played, you guys were, like...
I have one, but I hardly ever find
and
anybody
stuff?
Who wants to talk on headphones, so I...
We actually tried to use that headphone to record the first podcast.
Yeah?
And it didn't quite work, so, like, because you can only record the one person.
You have to hand it around...
With,
yeah.
With this,
Megan
with the program, you can't have more than one mic plugged
okay.
in. So
yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks. But anything else you're taking part in?
Well, I was going to say World of Warcraft got really good for the last five levels from 80 to 85. It's very, very much story mode now.
What's the max level?
85.
Okay.
For
then,
now, until the new expansion
until,
comes out.
Yeah,
well,
then,
isn't there a Panda expansion? Did you buy that one?
No, I don't even know what that's about, actually.
Oh.
Like, I know it's something to do with World of Warcraft. I think it might be coming out. They'll be adding, like, a new class.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to be able to be a monk.
Oh, I saw panda faces or something.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the new race you can be too.
Yeah.
Really?
Miss of Pandora, Pandera, or something
it's
called.
Something
I don't even know. I've just seen all of the websites.
I just saw it in the advertisements for her.
I just have to say,
panels.
I'm
going to
be super pissed when it comes out and I have to max my character again.
Why? Well, no, isn't that the fun? When you're maxed out, it's not...
No, it is still fun because I have to, like, my gear is horrible, so I still die all the time now, right? So you have to run and get, like...
You die and come back. It's not fair.
You resurrect.
What kind of world is that, man?
So I've been doing these battlegrounds, which I wasn't able to do until I got to level 85. And I, honestly, it's like war games. So it's like capture the flag and stuff like that. And I spend more than half the time dead, to be honest.
What is
sounds like me in any video game.
What is Chu and what is Amber? What are their...
Chu has a couple 85 characters. He has...
You're allowed to play more than one?
Yeah, you can have more than one character. He has a 85 rogue and a hunter, and he's working on a death knight. And Amber also
he doesn't
has
like the magic
mage.
Ones, does he? He likes the melee kind.
Yeah, he likes
yeah.
the melee kind. Actually, he really likes his hunter because it's like he's still he's ranged.
Okay.
But he has a pet, so he sends the pet in to tank for him.
Yeah.
I hate his hunter because he's always trying to duel me and I can't win.
I thought you guys are on a team. I thought you guys are part of the guild.
Oh, you know, we can still be like, you know, duel for fun, like.
Don't you get experience for it? Like, extra experience for PvP? No? Okay.
No. Well, if you went into PvP, then it might be. But we don't play PvP. We just
mm-hmm.
do it for fun. That way you don't actually die. They just, like,
mm-hmm.
put your health all the way down to, like, nothing. And then
mm-hmm.
and then you've lost, basically, which I do a lot.
What's Amber's character?
Amber's also a mage. She's an arcane mage.
And you are?
Fire and ice. I use fire in dungeons because it apparently causes more damage, and ice in PvP. Because there's more ways to get away.
Slows them down.
Stay alive.
Mm-hmm. They slip. They're in armor.
Yeah.
Usually it's like it slows their speed when I used to play online games.
Oh, like,
kind of
like slow their speed or freeze them to the ground.
Yeah,
or...
so what are the, what are class, what can you be? What,
you
have
classifications. I used to play Dungeons & Dragons when I was younger,
okay.
So I'm all
Jason
those, that
used
kind
to
of
be
stuff.
That nerd in the store.
Listen, I was that cool nerd. As I was told, what was I? I was the undercover nerd. Like that's what Matt was saying last
yeah.
week, right? You don't look as you don't look to, you're like that geeky, but
other than the Captain America shirt,
I rep it well. And now you know, look at all these pictures on my walls.
You're
and stuff.
You're not an Avengers movie man. Of course, it's gonna be wearing. You were wearing Iron Man shirt.
Oh no, I'm not saying
but,
that.
But
like,
so you can never mistake that John isn't a geek. Me,
but
I'm undercover.
He wears sure. his Captain America shirt. A lot
with
of
pride.
Time.
I do. I have no qualms. I'll wear it everywhere. I'd wear it to a wedding if I could pull it off.
And now that I have a new Spider-Man shirt, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be wearing that everywhere, too.
Yeah. Happy birthday. And our Four Geeks in a Pizza shirts.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Yeah.
Two of
cool. Order yours
yes.
today.
Yeah. You can. If you want to put in an order, contact John. And we'll get it done. It's going to cost you money, though, but we'll get it done. And you have to give us the size.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
don't
and the
lie.
Color. Yeah. And the color.
Don't lie.
Yeah. Or contact John.
I'm very self-conscious about
no
my
refund.
Weight.
Yeah, too small. That's right. If you get one that's too small or too big, or you know that you just don't like it when you get it, you're shit out of luck. You gotta keep it. There's no refunds.
This isn't Walmart.
Yeah.
Walmart. Okay, anywho. Was there anything else you were talking about?
I was
about?
Gonna talk about the different classes you can make. You could be a...
I can't leave. Listen to this part.
Did you hear that, people? Jason wants to leave.
I had to go get... Actually, hold on. Keep talking, make him a nod about that.
We're all getting
show,
pretty frustrated.
I gotta show some. I gotta show... No, there's something I gotta show.
You can't show anyone on a podcast.
But I'm showing you guys, and I want your reaction.
I want to hear about the World of Warcraft.
No, Megan,
yes.
Don't talk about the classes.
What else, Megan?
Well, basically, in World of Warcraft, you can either be Alliance or you can be Horde. And so there's different classes in Alliance and different classes in Horde. I personally am a part of the Alliance. And so in the Alliance, you can be a human, you can be a night elf, you can be what else can you be?
I would figure you'd like to be an elf. Kyle. For some reason, of all the races, I figure you'd want to be
elves are elegant.
You want to still look like Legolas.
Legolas is hot.
Then you'd have to be a blood elf, which is part of the Horde.
Why?
They have Night Elves and Blood Elves. Night Elves are part of the Alliance, and Blood Elves are part of the Horde.
But Blood Elves can turn invisible.
Blood Elves are beautiful.
Jason's
night
pulling
elves.
Out his hoodie.
I'm jealous, I have to say.
That's pretty cool.
That is nice, man.
So
Jason's
nice.
He's got a four geeks and a pizza hoodie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Black.
Jason, our marketing manager here.
I went out and found a place where we can get hoodies and t-shirts and bags and a whole bunch. I think we can get, didn't we see you check last time, John? We can get underwear?
I want to get a pair of the underwear.
Are they boxers or briefs?
They're briefs.
Yeah,
study whiteies.
Maybe we can change the color. Maybe there's other colors, but it is cool.
But, all right, Megan, are you done with what you're indulging in?
I guess I can be done.
Excellent.
That's good. I might go over to your house one time and watch you play World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah? I actually want to play Dungeons & Dragons one day, so...
There's a new one coming out.
I don't have Dungeons & Dragons.
We'll get it.
I don't buy it.
It's free. Dungeons & Dragons Online, it's a free...
Is it?
It's a free role-playing game. The graphics aren't as great because it's free.
No, I think
it's free.
I think we're talking about
the
one
like,
you roll
like
dice.
Oh, no,
yeah.
No.
Like
it's like an actual World of Warcraft, pick a class, go and fight kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, no,
yeah.
It's different.
Is everyone excited for True Blood Season 5?
John, you didn't do your...
I forgot myself.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's your birthday. You don't
I'm basically indulging in... And everything that Kyle's indulging in, I guess.
Except Prototype 2.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, minus... Yeah, so kind of just Spartacus.
Have you bloody well started reading Captain America yet, John?
I haven't read the one that you lent me yet, but I will get to it.
And Megan was indulging in comics. We have to go back to her for a minute. She's
going
to talk about her comics. Yeah.
This is the most unstructured podcast
okay.
in the history of podcasts.
That's okay. People will like it.
Structured. actually, yeah, I've been indulging in some comics that Jason's been lending me. Mostly so far, I've read a lot of X-Men stuff. Stuff with the event, basically it's the
Avengers Disassembled,
Avengers Disassembled,
you read The House of M. What do you think
House
of House of M?
I liked The House of M. It was definitely interesting. I read so many of them so quickly that I can't really remember what happened to which one.
Yeah, it happens that way.
But I'm really enjoying it. I'm a little disappointed, Jason, that there's comics that Joss Whedon wrote. You haven't given those to me, but...
Yeah, they're right behind you, actually.
I'm going to have to steal them.
Yeah. They're the Astonishing X-Men.
Yeah.
They're good.
Well, those will be next on my list,
and there's some that Kevin Smith wrote down there, too.
Oh, well, then I want that, too. I love you, Kevin Smith!
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just plugging everyone today, aren't we?
I'm done.
Yeah, that sounded really bad. all right, so what am I indulging in? I've been reading my essentials still, so Thor, Spider-Man, Iron Man, Hulk, Captain America, Avengers. For TV, I restarted The X-Files, and I'm enjoying that. I'm also watching season 4 of Nip Tuck.
Oh, what did you think of season 3?
Season 3 I'm on. Okay. I just finished that. And the ending was actually crazy.
I
loved what they did with it. Very good job. Then I'm also going to be finishing up Married with Children. I'm on the last season now, so I'm excited to finish that up and then start something new.
I was actually watching reruns of that the other day. They had a marathon on.
Oh, yeah?
Children?
Yeah.
Funny show. And I'm finishing up season 3 of True Blood, which means I'm going to have a week between me finishing True Blood season 3 and season 4 coming out. And that kind of sucks. I wanted to make it line up nicely, but it's not going to.
Well, you can slow down. You can slow down watching, yeah.
No, I don't do that.
I'll make him do it.
I'm going to do bad.
And I've also been watching the Alien franchise all over again. To get
ready
for Prometheus. Yeah.
You're supposed to watch
Alien.
Those movies with me.
I am going
to
watch them again with you.
Oh my gosh.
as long as I'm there to watch Alien vs. Predator and Alien vs. Predator Requiem.
You like those, don't you?
I love them. The first one's my favorite.
Yeah, I it's not my favorite by the franchise, but it was fun. The first one I enjoyed.
They are fun movies.
The second one,
yeah.
It was fun in a weird kind of... It was fun for me because I knew the actors in it. I'm like, hey, I watch him in that TV
show.
Sam
Trammell?
Yeah, is Sam Trammell? Sam Trammell's in it. I think I know the girl from something, and I know the other guy. He was a firefighter on Rescue Me.
Honor him.
Yeah.
You didn't watch Rescue Me?
I used to watch it on TV at night.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Wow, that's surprising.
You enjoyed it?
No, I hated it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. It was just on when I was going to sleep, so I just sit there and watch it and be like, oh, what a bad show.
I liked their banter.
He's an alcoholic, right? The main guy?
It was many things. Alcoholic, sexaholic, drama, you know, loved his...
Basically addictive personality.
Yes. He's Irish.
Christian Troy.
Christian Troy's good, too. Yes, I'm a fan.
And I think that's all I'm really kind of indulging in right now.
Oh, Megan has another one.
I forgot one thing.
What was that?
On Monday was the season finale of Castle.
Oh, yeah. I heard it was sad, eh?
Somebody said
it was a sad. Did they cry during that one or something? I don't know.
I was really happy at the end.
Oh, okay.
Guess who finally got together?
Beckett and
Castle.
Spoiler alert, people, for that didn't listen, who watched the show and are waiting.
Yeah.
It's
been out since Monday. It's
not
been
that
out
I think anybody.
Week.
So I'm not going to give spoilers away for the Avengers, and it's been out for like 2 weeks.
Fair
I want to
well,
badly.
But I know anyone who's really, really, really wanted to
tell
see
the
Avengers
truth,
has seen it.
To tell you the
yeah.
truth, this is going to come out on Thursday,
yeah.
which will almost be 2 weeks after it came out.
Yeah.
You know what? Beware. Turn the fucking thing off right now if you don't want it, because when we go into the Avengers...
Spoilers.
All out brawl here. This
I don't
is
care.
Be a big
I don't
fight.
Even care about John and Kyle's opinion on it.
Yeah.
It means fuck all to me. I'm going to talk about why I love it. Nobody else's opinion matters to me when it comes to this movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the thing that I tried to start up before I forgot that I skipped over myself in the indulgences, and then we went back to Megan for some reason.
Because I forgot. I didn't talk about Castle. I've talked about it enough on this podcast.
No, but we went back to you like twice.
Well, they needed...
Unprepared.
Let's just move on.
Is anyone excited for True Blood Season 5?
Very excited.
I think all of us watch the show, right?
Yeah.
So we're all... I mean, I may not be as excited as Kyle
I'm
is
because so
he loves
excited.
It, but I'm excited because they added somebody, Christopher Merlot, who I was a huge fan of when he was on Oz. Huge fan of
was
him.
Was he
on
Oz?
He was on Oz, yeah.
He's on Law and Order.
He was on Law. He was on Oz for the before Law and Order came out. Then he went on Law and Order, and then he did both for a while. He was good, though, on it. He's fucking...
Because actually, I started watching Oz, too, and I actually really enjoyed it. I gotta get the second season now, but...
Yeah, go. I get them all. I would lend you one of my seasons. I'm gonna actually... I should, because they're cheap now, aren't they? They're pretty cheap now. Aren't they at H&B?
Well,
when I
got my first season at Walmart for $15.
Yeah, okay, so, I mean, they're cheap.
Yeah.
Somewhere you can find them. Because I need... One of my seasons, the last disc fucked up. That makes me mad. Because I love that show.
And yeah, so I'm actually really excited for season 5. I think it's going to be a great sort of. Hopefully, it's as good as the premiere from last year, because I absolutely loved the season premiere last year.
Yeah, the big battle with the fairies.
The fairies, and then
awesome.
You know, and you know, just to hear that theme song again, it's going to be
it's
awesome.
Gonna
like
right
with
now.
A
yeah.
new episode, like because I've been watching it. So.
I'm looking forward to the show. I
we'll have our Sunday.
I like how they're doing.
Yeah.
They're promoting, giving a little things. I love that scene with fucking Pam and Eric.
Yeah,
I'm like, are you kidding me, dude? You've gone like off the fucking reservation,
I haven't seen
man.
The scene yet.
I thought it was good.
He's gone like off the reservation.
That
fairy pussy.
Doesn't he say he's gonna kill her or something? I can't remember now.
I can't remember either anymore.
I just remember being like, I love Pam.
Well, what he did, what the scene is about, is he's sort of interrogating Pam because he thinks Pam... Spoiler, if nobody watched season 4, something happens at the end. I don't want to really say it because people can buy season 4.
Well, I think you should say it anyway because you need to remind me.
Somebody,
if it's been out for more than a couple days,
but,
you can say
yeah,
it.
But the season, people might be waiting and buying it, and I don't really want to spoil it for them.
But
it's been out. Something happened
on TV already.
But some people may wait for the box sets, and there's a fine line between when do you spoil things.
Some people are
going
to wait for the movie to come out for them to see the Avengers.
Fuck them.
Some people are going to wait for it to come out on TMN.
I feel bad. Yeah, but those people don't care about it to begin with.
Here, I'll write down on my phone what he's talking
about. But something happened at the end of it. What happened at the end? And Eric is interrogating Pam because he thinks she might have did it.
Had a hand in it.
Yeah.
I actually really loved the teaser poster that Kyle posted on John.com. It was... Very interesting.
That's not what I was talking about.
No,
oh.
You gotta tell me that.
You all saw the poster, right?
Yeah.
I love the poster.
Yeah. The
Don't Cry.
The teardrop.
We're back.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
What the fuck's his name?
Yes.
Yeah, you remember what
yeah.
I'm saying? Okay,
Russell,
yeah.
Russell,
yeah.
Russell.
Yeah,
Russell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, there's more people coming back, too, remember?
Yeah. The,
yeah.
Well, that's in
yeah.
the trailer,
Reverend
though. That's
Newland.
In the trailer.
Yeah.
The Reverend. Did, we've talked about that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tara, the Tara part, we're not really... That's, I don't know. It's crazy.
Well, she's in the poster, so
she is.
Really be dead.
I knew that, man. They, what's going to happen? I'm telling you exactly... And I haven't read the books. This is what I think is going to happen.
Well, she's not in the books like she is in the
fuck
movie.
She's
show.
Like never in the books.
Bill,
like
because remember, Sookie had a fucking gun pointed at her, right? So when she's all fearful, fucking Blondie and fucking Sookie, they sense it. and they come running, and they're going to come running. And one of them's
not Bill anymore.
Fucking,
they're not together anymore.
But
well,
no, but they're going to still sense it no matter what. They weren't together before after. And remember what happened at the beginning of season 4? And they both fucking woke up. Eric woke up like he was had a hard on. Like, oh, and Bill woke up like, all fucking in love.
This podcast is going triple X now. It was R before. And
back to what John
was
saying, I do think the poster looks awesome.
It does look cool because it's got the blood coming out. And I think this season is going to focus on the vampire society, because that's how the end of season 4 kind of led into it, which is cool with me because I like vampires. Like I think the vampire world is cool, and I would want to see more of what's happening behind the scenes in the vampire world.
I want to keep seeing development of Sookie's abilities.
I have to say that I was a little disappointed that her brother Jason didn't turn into a
really
vampire.
I
yeah.
You know what, to
maybe
tell you
the
truth, I didn't want to see that.
He does in the books.
I know in the books
one.
He does,
yeah,
and I was told,
like,
but I think maybe they want to keep somebody human. Maybe they want to keep
Tara's
somebody human.
She can stay human.
Fuck Tara. She can die.
She's
a horrible
yeah,
character
Tara,
now.
Tara
honestly, she's become a horrible character now. I don't
well,
care that she's...
Well, I still think that I wanted to see Jason.
Like I said,
I said this
before.
Yeah.
I thought Tara was amazing in season 1 and 2.
Oh, she was amazing in season 1. Her first scene was amazing.
Yeah.
I liked her
in season 3, too.
Season 3, I fucking hated her. I wanted her to die so bad.
Oh, she was,
and then
she
4, I had some renewed hope, and then she just got annoying again. So I'm like, just
yeah,
fucking
I'm
kill the bitch.
And honestly, I find the actress very attractive, but
yeah,
she doesn't take her clothes off completely, so I don't need her anymore. Honestly, after 4 seasons, I've seen Sookie's body a million times, and she's gorgeous, but Tara keeps covering herself up, man. You know, it's HBO. I have to watch.
A little bit of mysteries, right?
I see everybody else has been completely naked
Jessica
on the show.
Jessica hasn't. Oh, wait, didn't we see
I think we
last
saw
season?
Our boobs in the end, last season with,
yeah.
What's his name? I think
with
we
Jason.
Saw him with Jason at the end. Yeah. Jessica's gorgeous, too.
She's so hot.
Yeah, she is. She's
I like
gorgeous.
Jessica a lot.
They were talking, somebody mentioned her on Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes podcast, and I was like, yes. They mentioned Alexander Skarsgård. That's Eric,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They were talking about how hot he is. Mewes asks Kevin Smith,
yeah,
so you fuck him? And Kevin Smith's like, no, man, I'd let him fuck me.
Yeah. Now we're plagiarizing other
podcasts,
John.
Yeah.
We're just
stealing
from other
material podcasts.
But it's a love letter to
yeah.
Jane, Son, and Bob Get Old. You can
yeah.
go to Sir or whatever and look it up online.
Yeah, it's a great podcast. I really
it
enjoy
is. Have you listened to the one with his wife yet?
Yeah, actually,
it's
I
fucking
did.
Good,
yeah, I really
like
that.
She has no eyes. Did you get
to that
part?
Point yet. But I love it. She's just like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
And she tells him she's the only one that can kind of tell him off because
yeah.
because it's his wife, right? You know?
Yeah.
So she'll actually tell him off if she's got to do it. It's,
she's always like, we're really in a fight now. She actually kind of reminded me of John.
Why?
It's funny. It's kind of like when you two get into a fight ahead of time, you can tell it on the podcast, sort of. The same thing with them. Like, they had to stop. One day they wouldn't do it. Like, I couldn't believe that. Like, one day they said they weren't going to do the podcast.
Yeah.
Because they got into a fight. They had to
wait
until the next day.
Sometimes people get you so enraged.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
That's,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we know, John. You really piss everyone off.
I know. I try really hard to do so, but...
It's his birthday and he's already, like, chirping on me.
Yeah.
Chirping?
Isn't that loud, though, because it's his birthday?
Yeah.
He shouldn't have did it on your birthday.
Oh, but he did.
Did he?
No.
Okay, so...
I took him to the zoo.
I drove him to the
zoo.
I still took you. I paid for you.
I thought that was very romantic. Did you guys look at the penguins and the polar bears and stuff?
Hey, he bought me a beaver tail. It was awesome.
Oh, it was the best deep beaver tail ever.
Is it, that's food?
Oh, my God.
What's that?
That's food?
It's like deep fried batter.
With sugar on it.
Shaped like
sugar.
A beaver tail.
Yeah.
Really? With like our cookies and creams. It was like vanilla icing with crumble cookies.
I've never
even
heard
of
it. I thought it was like
you
like one of those little like
habits.
Stupid
raccoon ass.
Yeah, yeah, with a beaver tail. But a beaver tail.
Or no,
Davy
Crockett.
Davy
Crockett, not Davy Jones.
I thought it was a beaver tail. I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool. That's kind of, you know, a nice memento, I guess.
No, the food is awesome.
I would love to see Kyle in a Davy Crockett hat.
Let's just continue the podcast.
All right, let's talk about our top 10 favorite songs lists. That was the top 10 Tuesdays that we posted this week, and only me and Jason posted on the website.
We posted on the website. We're the only two that post
on the website. I never
post on the
website, though.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
We do.
I save it for the podcast.
Because you know why?
We'd rather you not post on the website.
Yeah.
Because John and I have to balance each other's because our views are completely different on everything. So
That's not true.
We need two sides of the story.
Just because we're the like Paula and Simon of this group.
I wouldn't want to be either of them, so I don't like
I think you're Simon. You're a little more bitchy and
I'm Paula.
All
are you the crazy
rainbows.
One then? Is that why?
I'm the chill guy.
You're Randy.
You're
Randy. Yo, dog.
No, I don't talk like that.
What is this? You're in it to win it. What are his catchphrases?
So does that make Megan Ellen?
Yes.
Or Kara?
I want to be Ellen.
Kara was hot.
Yeah, we can fight over it.
Okay. Can I be Portia and you be Ellen?
Okay.
Kay. Wow.
We're married now.
Who's the other host? What of them is Kyle like J-Lo? Is he like a diva?
Oh, who's
no.
Steven Tyler?
No?
Who's Steven Tyler?
Jesus.
Steven Tyler
agree.
Would be.
See, I'd be a mixture because I swear a lot like he does. So. And Simon's not on it anymore. Simon's on X Factor.
Yeah, but neither is Paula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paula's on anything.
Paula's been
anymore.
Gone the longest.
She got her ass fired from X Factor too.
Really?
Yeah. You know who got signed allegedly? Britney Spears.
Yeah.
For $15 million a year.
Not worth $15
million.
But
she's going to be naked on it. She's worth $15 million.
No. No. Megan, what's your top 10 songs?
My top 10 songs. All right.
And don't say in no bloody particular order.
As
countdown.
See, it's in order. Right here on a paper towel.
Wow.
I've written it down.
Yeah. And if it's the bad list, Megan's going to use it to blow her nose after.
I probably will because my nose is kind of stuffed up right now. Number 10, I have Just Dance by Lady Gaga.
I love that song. Yes.
This song really represents a time in my life where I was like, you know, going to the club and dancing. Just dance.
Yeah.
So that's why that song made the list. Number 9, I have Girls Got Rhythm by AC/DC.
Girls Got Rhythm.
Are we going to sing every single one?
Yes.
No.
We're going to try to sing some.
That's not a mean.
I probably will not
like
be able
that.
To sing any of your songs, Kyle, because I won't know any.
Yeah.
No one's going to. Well, some of you won't. You'll know a few.
You have to do that. You're going to have to do that dubstep a cappella video. I don't know if you saw it.
You keep talking
these,
about
like,
it.
Three nerds
yeah.
get around and they, like, do their, like vocal, like, dubstep. Like, just, like. Like stuff like that, and it's hilarious. Sarah Budd posted it. Sarah Budd's our friend, by the way.
She doesn't listen to our podcast, but that's okay, Sarah. I mean,
oh,
we
Sarah.
Forgive you.
We're so disappointed.
And she'll never know.
She won't. Nice. We can talk shit about people, and they don't even know because they don't listen. Oh, I'm kidding. I would never do that.
Number 8, I have Betty and the Jets by Elton John.
Awesome. Betty and the Jets.
He did that quite well, actually.
Yeah, actually
I'm surprised.
Those karaoke days
let
are
me tell
off,
you,
dude.
Let me tell you, every
yeah.
every week almost going to karaoke, it
yeah.
pays off.
Yeah. Number 7, I have a song you guys probably won't know. It's called Rough and Ready by Trace Adkins.
I
have no
country.
Idea.
Yeah, I love that song. It pumps me up. Number 6, My Girl, The Temptations.
My girl, talking about my girl, my girl.
I've loved that song my whole life. So
did you hear
really
it from the movie first?
I think I probably heard it from the movie first.
I actually probably heard it before the movie because my
spoiler
parents
alert,
that song.
Macaulay Culkin dies.
After 20 years, I think they've seen it or they don't care.
I've never seen it, to tell you the truth. I just know he dies.
You've never seen My Girl?
Yeah, I didn't care about that shit.
Oh, My Girl was a good movie, though.
Is that where he gets stung by the bees?
Yeah,
yeah.
Nice.
I saw
Thomas J.
Fucking
yeah.
Kyle was
yeah.
like, yes, fuck you, kid.
I honestly, I never predicted that my girl would ever be talked about on our podcast.
But I found a way.
Yes, good job.
Number five, I have Time of Your Life, Green Day.
Awesome.
Great song, love it.
I can't imitate Billy Joel's voice, so
That's John.
No, I can't.
Come on,
can't
John.
Really get this
I
voice.
Hope you had the time of your life.
Yeah. Number four is another country song you guys won't know. It's called "Take Me As I Am" by Sugarland.
Take me. Those lyrics are in my favorite song of all time.
Yeah. Well, it's a really good song. I really like it. Come Together, the Beatles.
Come together. Right now.
Love that song.
Yeah, I love the music, actually.
Can't help but turn the radio up if that comes on. Number two, Fat Bottom Girls by Queen.
Oh, you gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down inside your red firelight. Oh, you gotta give it all you got, Fat Bottom Girls. You make the rockin' world go round.
Yeah. and number one, Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
Oh, that's a great song. I take it all on my roots. I showed up in boots. Yeah, that's great. John, you doing yours next?
I can't help but sing that song if it comes on. That's
it
why
is
it's
a great
favorite.
Song. It
so
is a
my
great
next
song. John
I don't even
know that song.
I'm gonna know none
of Kyle's songs. I'm gonna know none of your songs. I'm probably not gonna. If I know one, I'm gonna sing it though.
Yes.
Just because I'm gonna be so excited that I know
good
it.
Good luck. One of them you can sing.
As for number 10, I put "True Colors" by Cyndi Lauper. I just thought that song is like of all the "Be Yourself" songs, it is like the, you know, at the top of the pyramid almost, right?
Be yourself, all that you can do. I don't know if I'm
that's Audio Slave, and you are singing that completely in the
wrong
register.
I don't remember how to sing it.
True Colors are great. John thought he's going to get slagged for True Colors, but True Colors is a great
song.
Time After Time are my favorite Cyndi Lauper songs, and they're hard. It's hard to pick between them two. That would be like a mood, depending on what mood you're in. That's how close both songs are. I would never be able to pick between the two.
Number nine, I picked "Saturday Night" by the Misfits. Most of you probably don't really know.
I listened to the other version that my sister said was good.
No, but Tammy put that.
Yeah,
down.
Tammy. Misfits too. She's like,
she put that "Saturday Night" and my "Saturday Night." And I was like, yes, I like both.
She picked the "Saturday."
Saturday Night.
Saturday Night. Then they like to make a move. Thank you, baby.
It is funky.
Such a great
she
song.
Said that she used to just like get ready for to go out by listening to that song.
See, and
it
Tammy
works.
Listens, so she loves all the shout-outs, by the way. She always comments on the shout-outs. So.
Tammy, you're our little baby.
Did you see the shirt I'm getting? Did I tell you about the shirt I got her? I got her the Four Geeks and a Pizza shirt. It's an Irish green, and it has number one fan underneath it.
Awesome.
She should probably get it before the podcast is aired.
Before
so
the price
gonna,
goes up,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
We're going to start charging for these fucking
yeah, so
things.
My dad got one, and now she's got one. We're going to have to start charging.
You're just giving them out here.
I want people to wear them, so then people will go, what's Four Geeks and a Pizza?
Yeah.
And then, you know, it gets the word out. And then finally we start getting hits without having to, you know, kiss people's ass to listen to our podcast.
If anyone knows how to put this on iTunes, contact John.
Contact Megan.
Have you tried Googling?
I can't even get
the yes, there
my,
is.
On
honestly,
my iPod.
The person that should be our technical person that works for a telecommunications company.
Don't list it.
I'm not. No, I'm, that's why I said you work for a telecommunications company. I'm not. But he should be the person that should be able to get it on there. He should be our tech. If I'm marketing, he should be tech.
Well, Kyle, there's your new job.
He is. Kyle should be
tech support.
I hate Mac. He should be tech support. Kyle should be the tech support. Anybody, by far, Kyle's young too, so his mind is, like, he's had computers since he was born, right? Like, he should be our tech support.
1-888 4 Geeks and a Pizza.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Oh, your podcast isn't working.
Numbers to your phone number. But.
Your podcast isn't working. Well, listen to next week's then.
Your computer's not playing it. Okay, we'll send the computer to me and then I'll keep it.
All right, so number 8, I put "Smells Like Teen Spirit" by Nirvana.
I won't try to emulate Kurt Cobain.
Yeah,
it's hard.
It is hard.
I've always wanted to do that song in karaoke, eh? But I just want
to
get
once it gets to the really harsh part, you're like, oh, I'm gonna fuck this up really bad.
Like I, you know, it took me forever to find out what those words meant, like what it was, because you can't understand them.
Yeah.
All I heard was libido. I'm like, hey, libido in there.
A Nirvana song made my shortlist too, but there's no honorable mention, so.
I didn't do any this week. I kept it to 10. It was very tough.
Number 7, I put Jesus of Suburbia by Green Day. I'm sure Megan's probably the only one out of the three of you that know it, but
I may know it to hear it, but I don't know it by the name.
It's basically 5 songs in one.
Yeah.
And it's about 10 minutes and it just sets up
the
whole album.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's awesome. Number 6, I put Mayonnaise by Smashing Pumpkins. It's
I like Smashing Pumpkins, but I like their radio hits.
Yeah.
Except for 1979. 1979. Yeah.
1979.
I don't know. I love Disarm and Today.
Yeah. And then number 5, I put Jackson by Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash, because it's probably one of the best duets in my opinion of all time. You don't like it, do you?
I've never been a Johnny Cash. Even at karaoke, somebody's like, "Hey, you sing Johnny Cash?" I'm like, "No, I don't. I'm not a Johnny Cash fan." I like Ring of Fire because it's a catchy kind of tune to sing.
Yeah.
But I don't really like Johnny. I don't connect with him at all. Like, I don't connect with Johnny Cash at all. I watched the movie and I still didn't connect
with
him.
Jason doesn't do country.
No, that's not true. I love Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks.
For number 4, I put Michael Jackson's Black or White, because I think the song's got a really
great message.
And it's also just fun to dance to and fun to, you know, like, listen to. And over, I think Black or White has probably the most meaning out of probably all the Michael Jackson songs. And he had a lot of songs that, you know, had some message behind.
Then What's It Called was very good, the Free Willy song, too.
Yeah.
Meet me in the River of Jordan. You will just say to me, I am your
Everybody
friend and I'm
candle.
Not believing.
Or a lighter, not a candle. Number 3 was No Woman, No Cry by Bob Marley.
Amazing song. You know what we might have to start doing, John? Actually, for the music one, what we should have did is what I did later on, and go and cut and paste stars to the blog, too. Because a lot of people, I give them the blog link, and that's all they're focusing on. Like, I cut and pasted mine, because I didn't think people actually read mine. So then I went back and cut and pasted, and, oh, Jason, that's a good list.
Yeah.
Some people don't know how to, especially if they're old.
You're dissing them all right now, live on the air.
But some people don't know how to navigate the website, right? So, I mean, when it's a top 10, maybe also put them, I'm going to do that from now on, even, because then it might spark conversation, which this week was by far our most comments on
for
one
top
topic.
10,
yeah, for a top 10 list. I think for anything.
Yeah, most definitely. But I think it's because music is such a universal thing.
And
like,
so personal. And
what was really strange to see was this was probably the list that also had the most differences.
Yep, it was very much
like
so.
Everyone really has their own different
taste
in it. And it's really interesting, because I also thought, you know, like, I found that some songs that I thought were going to be on a lot of lists didn't end up on a lot of lists. And, you know,
and
it's also
interesting, because a lot of Canadians answered ours, and there was a lot of, like, Tragically Hip and Bare Naked Ladies and stuff like that, which I liked a lot of the Bare Naked Ladies stuff, but it would never
make
my top
10. I'm indifferent with Tragically Hip. But I do like Bare Naked Ladies.
It would never make my top 10, though, but I do like a lot of their songs. The old Bare Naked Ladies. Not the new one without the guy.
Didn't they do that song about President Bush? Oh, that's not Bare Naked Ladies. That's Dixie Chicks.
Oh, that's I'm not ready to make a right.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to back
down. I almost had that song on my list.
I like that song a lot.
But then
Dixie
I also
Chicks.
Actually like Traveling Soldier more, so...
I think that's gonna. Oh, it's gonna fall.
What? I was
number
like, well,
two.
Not where my block is.
Number two, I put "Dream On" by Aerosmith, which actually I was reading one of the comments, and I think it was Kevin. You put the song on your list too, and very
Kevin,
good.
Kevin
very
did.
Good
I think Kevin listens to our podcast.
That
too,
song.
So.
Who?
Reese's brother Kevin.
Oh,
I think he listens to our podcast. Yeah.
Awesome, Kevin.
I've done that song a half time. Half dozen times at karaoke, and every time it's just so
me,
much
and
fun.
And me and John did the,
I love it.
Me and John did the Glee version where we're trying to compete against each other.
Wherever, which is basically yelling because
yeah.
we couldn't hear ourselves. And number one, I put Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen just because I really do think it's the best song
yeah,
of all time.
It's a great song. You know what resurrected that song was Wayne's World again.
Oh, for sure.
Because that was an amazing scene, and then everybody was listening going, holy shit, is this ever a hard song to do? Like, it's like an opera rock song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kyle, are you ready?
Kyle,
ready?
It's your turn.
Yeah.
Okay, let me open up my list on my phone.
I'm trying to find if I know any.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. This is, we can play a game.
Yeah, how many Kyle songs
if,
can
you get a point if you can... If you
but
know the
although,
song.
Although, John, you really shouldn't be involved because...
No.
Because you would listen... He's here in his car. You would
he wouldn't
to
hear
music.
A lot
yeah,
of
yeah,
really? Really?
Really?
Other than
here, he
okay.
wouldn't hear a lot of... Maybe one or two, but...
Okay, no, you're involved anyway. Let's see. This will be our game.
Here we go.
Okay.
Let's see how many of, song, of Kyle's
since it's
songs
a game,
we know.
Since it's a game, you guys can't be mean to me when I say this, but they're in no particular order. Okay, so, first one I have on here is by Benny Benassi, and it's Satisfaction.
I know that song.
No.
Everyone should know that song.
Yeah,
you don't know that song?
Is it a take of the Rolling Stones Satisfaction?
No.
How's it go, John?
I don't remember how it goes, but I know of it.
Do the beat.
You
I can't remember it.
Well, then you don't get the points.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
See, I may know it, but I don't know it by the name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
1 point.
Yes. Next, I love that song. Like, I hear it anywhere, and I have to just move around to it a little bit. Okay. Next one, I don't think anyone's going to get this one. It's by Body Rocks, and it's featuring Luciana, and it's called Yeah, Yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
I don't know, I'm not even trusting it, because she's a really good singer, and I can't imitate how high she can get her voice. But it's like, I remember I heard it like in grade 9 or 10. It was like my favorite dance song for like, I don't know how many years. Oh, and the next one, Sounds of San Francisco by Global DJs. The remix,
San
they remix
Francisco.
It.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's not it.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to skip it. In the street. You know that one?
I think
you
have to do that louder.
I'm getting a techno vibe here.
They're all, like, pretty much all dance songs on here. The next one, I don't think you guys are going to know. It's by M1. It's called Rockin' Music.
No idea.
No, I should put this on my page and like have a link to like all
like
the iTunes
them.
Places
yeah.
so everyone
yeah.
can listen to them. Because these are awesome songs. If you don't know them, you should at least listen to them once. If you like dance music. The
well,
next
if
one.
If you don't, you can listen to it.
Yes.
Dance music is puts you in a good mood usually.
This is a new song that I listened to recently and like I love it. It's by Tiesto, Luciana again, and Wolfgang. I think it's Gardner. I don't know how it's said, but it's called We Own the Night. And
I've heard of that, but I don't know.
I love that song. I love it.
But I've heard of it.
It's like a tribute to DJs. That's
you know what
song
is going to get on my... I have a guilty pleasure song. Remind me to say it.
The next one, I think everyone should
get
this one. It's by... I think I got the name, like, Hathaway. What
is
Baby,
don't hurt me.
Yeah.
Don't hurt me. No more.
Night in Roxbury is all you got to say. He will always know which one you're talking about. Okay, the next one, John, on this one, it's by Khalees, and it's called Acapella.
Acapella, oh yeah.
Oh.
My whole life was acapella.
Yeah.
Very good, John. Very good.
I love that song. And the next one is Levels by Avicii. Not the stupid, retarded remix that rapper made, or like that pop rapper made, Flo Rida. Not the one he did. Good Feeling. He did Good Feeling, but he got the level song, put it in the background, he sang over it. I like the actual.
All the Flo Rida fans are going to be
Wait,
outraged.
Is that the one that goes
yeah, not that I know any of listen.
Yeah.
No,
but
he just doesn't
that.
Like that Flo Rida song. He likes, you know, what other songs does Flo Rida do? I don't know.
Oh,
is that, I know that song.
I have a feeling that I never.
Oh, I know that
I
too.
Flo,
Four.
See, but that's, I like it. I mean, I'm not saying his song is bad. I like his. I like this one so much more, though. The
is that
original.
Is that the Flo Rida song? Or
yeah,
is that the,
but the background music, you know.
Then we don't know it, John. Take it back. We know Flo Rida's
really
version. Take it back.
Okay, so the next one is by Daft Punk.
Oh, I know.
Around the World.
Around the world, around the world, around the world, around the world.
That's literally all I say. Like, there's no other lyrics.
That was actually really creepy.
Daft Punk, okay?
I
know four again.
The next song I actually got from a TELUS commercial when I was at the movie theaters a couple years ago. It's by Justice, and it's called Phantom Part 2.
I think I might know it, but I don't know it.
I love it. I can't even imitate it because it's just really hard to imitate.
Yeah.
But like,
Megan doesn't know any, I know too.
I love that song. And that's my top 10.
And
that's it.
Right.
I lose, I know nothing.
Megan's.
I think I won.
Yeah, you did.
I think I won.
2 weeks in a row.
Megan's a youth too, so she should know these. Okay.
All right, Jason.
I'm the oldest one here other than you.
But you're more in their age group than me. Okay. First song is number 10. This is going to go from 10 to 1.
All
right. Welcome to the Hotel California.
Oh, I thought he was going to put Welcome to the Jungle.
No.
I was like, I really hope he sings
Hotel California by the Eagles.
Welcome to the Jungle. We've got fun and games.
Oh, my number 10 was Hotel California by the Eagles. Number 9, She Sits Alone by a Lamppost. Let Her Cry by Hootie and the Blowfish.
People are going to be listening to this
cry.
And either like really enjoying this
or
conversation
or
be like,
they're gonna be like,
you
why
need
are
to
these
shut
people singing? Number 8 is Let It Be by the Beatles. I'm not going to try to emulate Paul McCartney.
When you find
when I find myself in
times
of trouble,
Mother Mary comes to me.
7,
speaking words of wisdom.
I love this fucking song. Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, that is good.
It's a good song by anybody that does it, but the Rolling Stones.
I like the country
version first,
better.
And the Rolling Stones just kicked ass at that. That's fucking Child of Living, just the way that Mick, his voice does it. Number 6, Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. Classic song, great. John singing the last part of it.
To heaven.
Number 5, Billy. I had so many Billy Joel songs that I wanted to pick, but I made my list. I'd only put one song per artist. Like I could, you know, I could fill it up with a bunch of different artists I like, but I had to pick the one song that I loved from that artist, and that's what I put. So Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young. It's great. Glee's done it. Yeah. You got a nice white dress and your party on a confirmation. It's good. Number 4, Name by the Goo Goo Dolls. You guys know it, John?
I don't know it, actually.
You have so many Goo Goo Dolls on your iPod.
Megan?
I only have one Goo Goo Doll
song. You don't know
his
name? I won't tell him your name. I like it better than
Annie Annabelle.
No.
Just kidding. Right.
No. Number 3, 2 Out of 3 Ain't Bad by Meatloaf.
That's
I'm
a
sure
great
you guys
song.
Have known.
I love that song.
Really? Over Bad Out of Hell?
Yeah, 2 Out of 3 Ain't Bad has got love, man. That's a love song, and the guy wants to love a girl, and she doesn't love him back. It's got such a message, such a sad message that, you know, I love the song. Plus, I sing it at karaoke all the time. But I'm not going to sing it right now, because it doesn't, you know, not feeling it. Number 2, Wonderwall by Oasis.
Today,
one of the best songs
be the
of all time,
yeah.
I said, maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my Wonderwall.
No Backstreet Boys, as long as you
love me. No. They might make the album. They might make albums, but no. And number 1, my favorite song since I've heard it back in 1991, was Everything I Do It For You by Bryan Adams. I just love that song.
I know that
yeah,
one.
Do you?
Everything. I don't know how the song
I do it for you.
I've heard that one.
There's
a
no
love. Maybe that's how I know it.
Like maybe there is.
You know, there probably is.
No,
there's a techno remix of Journey.
To get more. I do love that song. It's great. There were some I feel bad that didn't make it. Like I didn't put any Bon Jovi songs on, and I fucking love Bon Jovi.
For sure. I'm upset
I love
that I
always.
Didn't put Everything I Do on.
I love Always, and I always didn't make it. I didn't. I love Always, and I love Living on a Prayer.
I think Living on a Prayer is my favorite Bon Jovi,
yeah,
for
so,
sure.
Close your eyes.
When
I can hear, you need to tell me.
Now we're going to move on to talk about MCA passing away.
MCA.
Very sad news.
It was.
I loved them. I don't want to draw too
loved,
much attention
yeah.
to the subject because, like, you know, it's like the Whitney Houston thing. Like,
yeah.
I'll address the fact that they passed on, but we're not going to, like, make
actually,
this a long
they blamed
drawn out
me
thing.
Because last time we went to karaoke, I sang.
Well, yeah, because
no,
we did. Me and Megan did Fight for Your Right, and, you know, that was, like, 2 weeks before MCA
and
passed
I butchered
away.
It. I butchered it, so they blamed me.
Megan was drunk.
No one could hear you anyway.
Megan was drunk.
But we had a good time, and it's unfortunate
yeah.
that he passed away, especially, you know, after he started to seem like he was looking
yeah,
a bit
he,
better.
He battled cancer, and everybody thought he beat it. But And they were a great band. They are, you know,
highly influential.
Yeah,
and definitely some of the best rap.
They are, yeah.
Artists.
They were like rap punk kind of
well, yeah,
like a mixture of rap and punk. They started out as a punk band, and then they're like a rap punk band.
You look like a rabbit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, rest in peace, MCA.
Yes. As we talk about somebody's death, and Megan's laughing away.
She's laughing at a cancer patient.
It's Kyle's fault.
Oh my
He's
god.
Funny.
I'm not talking about who just died. I'm just making faces to Megan. These people are like, oh my god, he's so inconsiderate.
And they would say it with that voice too.
He is inconsiderate.
So let's talk about the box office lately.
The Avengers.
Yeah, Avengers has made $800 million worldwide in a little over 2 weeks.
Yes,
yeah, it's
and
destroying the box office.
Rich.
They said it's going to make the record for second weekend in a row too, like for second open, like not opening weekend, but second weekend.
Oh, so it did win or make.
Yeah,
the
it beat out Harry Potter ridiculously.
$207 million
really
for the
opening
weekend,
alone.
My sister said something about $500 million, and I was
no,
like,
"Oh no, it's made $800 million worldwide."
Okay.
Now
it made as of last weekend after the thing, it was up to $641 million, and now it's up to over $800 million. $800 billion would be awesome. $800 billion, I'd be
excited.
It's
a popular
movie. But, people are going in droves. Like, people are going second, third. My dad wants to go a second time. My dad
$800 billion people in the world?
No. There's like
there's
eight,
6 billion.
Eight, not even, yeah, six and a half. Not even, yeah.
Rowan never.
But, what else has been really topping the charts?
Act like a man, or talk like a man, or whatever
Underworld?
It is.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a based on a book by Steve Harvey, and it's one of those it's one of those kind of romantic comedies that's like, you know.
So essentially, what you're telling me, Jason, is Avengers has no competition right now.
it didn't. It no, not,
not
the
really,
Hunger
no.
Games. The Hunger Games. It came out. It's the first big blockbuster to come out. And
the Hunger Games
has
been out for a while now, though.
Yeah.
And, we'll see how it does this weekend with Dark Shadows and everything.
Dark Shadows isn't getting good
reviews.
Good reviews. And actually, as opposed to what John and Kyle think, CinemaScore, which is, I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm getting, like, the Avengers got an A-plus score on CinemaScore. And that's like taken from a whole bunch of places. It's got like a 93.
Take that, John.
It's got a 93% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, so that's why people are going, because it's a good word of mouth, right? Some people.
Avengers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought we were still on.
I'm more excited to see Last Exorcism 2.
Really?
Wow. Oh, I loved the first one.
How did that even come up?
I just thought about it. Like, I'm excited for that movie.
They've only got a cast. They don't really like.
You get kissed.
Shut up, Kyle.
You hate when I do that voice.
Shut up. I do. Yeah. It's the most condescending
and
voice
ever. It's his birthday today. None
it's
of
the most
that.
Condescending voice ever.
That's pretty condescending.
Yeah, exactly. He's trying to make competition for himself.
All right. So in terms of the box office, there's not a whole lot to talk about because Avengers is just dominating.
Aren't we supposed to talk about the Avengers now? Aren't we supposed to give
yes,
a review?
We're moving on to my birthday. Well, Kyle and I's birthday party and the Avengers.
It was a good time. It was cool.
It was fun.
Yeah. It was fun.
Went out to East Sides.
In
had a bunch of people. We thank everyone for coming.
Yes. Thank you.
And Avengers was pretty kick-ass, I will say.
Yeah.
They like. Here's my thing with the Avengers, is everyone says that it's, like, the best superhero movie of all time, and I kind of disagree. I felt the first half was just a little bit slow, and I felt that Thor was underutilized, but I also... Megan, hold off.
I'm gonna break down the
first
half.
I just have to punch John out right now, okay.
Overall, the movie... was a great movie, and I really enjoyed it. But I don't know if I could put it on the level as some of the other superhero movies. And that's all. Like, I do love it, and
everybody's entitled to their opinion.
I thought, you know, like, Avengers was really great, but it just wasn't quite there. And, you know, there was a lot of people in the theater with us that actually said kind of the same thing. And I've talked to other people, too, and they agree that Thor was also underutilized.
Thor was in the movie for 20... There's actually a website that broke down every character's usage, and Thor was one of the lower ones, but I'm going to explain. There were some epic parts with Thor in it that I...
Oh, no, I totally agree.
Like
some
Thor,
of the parts
and there were
Thor
some
were
things.
Great.
There was one scene in particular that I think got under... I feel like got underplayed. It was between Thor and Coulson, and then when... I didn't even catch this until, like, the second time I watched the movie. I've seen it four times. And now I'm, like, an expert. Like, I know everything, how it falls into place and everything. And there's one scene where he's, like, Nick Fury, you know, he's like, in my youth, I used to court war. Like, I used to want... And then he's like, we're not... And then Fury comes in and goes, we're not at war yet. And then he goes, what are you willing to do? Are you willing... Can you go talk to Loki? And he's inferring to go torture his brother. And Thor is like, you know, it's not going to help. It's not going to... And he goes, what are you willing to do? He's like, you know, and I just put myself in Thor's shoes. And I'm like, that's your brother. Are you willing... You know, as much as he's a fucked up, crazed guy, are you willing to torture your brother? Like, that is such a hard...
They also had that scene, like...
hard place to be in.
He's killed 800 people
yeah,
in the last
he's adopted. That was one of the funniest... That was probably the third or fourth funniest thing in the movie. Like, it was hilarious. Like, that, which the movie was hilarious.
Yeah.
But there's just so many scenes in it that
I
was,
I am a god.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Puny, I put my hair back
puny
and
god.
Forth. I put my hair back and forth. That was in it?
Somebody remixed it to that song.
No, what,
yeah.
With, what's
X-Men
her name?
With Hulk. Oh,
anyone want to share their quick thoughts on the Avengers, Megan, Kyle?
It was alright.
I loved it.
Very good. Is that all you want to say about it?
I think Jason can say it all for both
yeah,
of us.
Yeah, has said it. Yeah.
Joss Whedon is brilliant.
I agree.
Joss Whedon. The script was amazing.
Yeah.
I think that it's impossible to give everybody a fair shake, but I think everybody got an epic enough scene. Hawkeye got the least amount of screen time,
yeah.
And Hawkeye had like a few awesome parts, like
moments,
when he
yeah.
when he did that shoot, when he shot the arrow and wasn't even looking,
yeah.
And then when he knocked Loki off, you know, and it just some of the epic scenes that he was in. And he got under... He only had like 12 minutes of screen time is what they some website actually went and calculated. And you know who got the most? Captain America. He just beat out Iron Man.
Really?
Which is weird because
time.
I feel
yeah.
like Iron Man was really
I
dominant.
Like was
yeah.
Like, yeah.
But he was in a lot of scenes. There was an amazing that scene with Captain America where he...
On
where
top
he,
of the car.
The cops was just so amazing.
Yeah, it was
and
good.
It was so Whedon.
Yeah.
And it was just... It
that
was
is
awesome.
Going to be like our catchphrase. So
was,
Whedon.
It was. He did. And he also... Joss Whedon also thanked all the fans. He wrote a weird kind of fun letter on his website. And he thanked the fans for coming out. And, you know, it was nice. It was funny. He interviewed... He had somebody interviewed him. I think he interviewed himself. But it was funny.
All right. Sticking with the Marvel Universe. We got another Marvel movie coming out this summer called Spider-Man or Amazing Spider-Man.
Should be called The Ultimate Spider-Man.
There was actually a third trailer that was released recently. And what were your opinions on it? Anyone actually watch it other than me and Jason?
I've seen all the trailers for it. And I love Spider-Man as a character. I loved the Raimi versions of it, even though they weren't fully faithful to the... But, you know what, I'm just not feeling this. I don't know if it's just, you know, I don't like reboots. I don't know what it is, but I'm just not feeling this whole franchise. I'm not feeling
yeah.
it. I'm not feeling the franchise. I'm not feeling, I don't know.
It just looks like they're making Kurt Connors into a dick, too, and I don't want that. Because Kurt Connors is not a mean person.
No, he was friends with Spider-Man. But
yeah.
This is the ultimate, like I told you, it shouldn't be the Amazing Spider-Man. It should be the Ultimate Spider-Man.
It should be. There was also another third trailer released for Dark Knight Rises, which I thought was great.
I'll admit the trailer. This is me. I'm gonna say this is what I'm gonna say. Going, let me tell, and then you can talk about the rest of it. I saw that trailer a few days before the movie. Before we went to see, I saw the trailer online, and I was like, "Shit, I'm actually worried about the Avengers." This movie looks really good. Like it looks good. Like because everything I saw from the Avengers was fun. Like you know, I watched a lot of things, but it was all fun. And I was worried it wouldn't be a good movie. It'd just be a fun movie, not a good... Then after seeing The Avengers for the first time, I was like, sorry, Dark Knight. I have nothing to worry about. Ever. And then... But it does look good. It looks... It follows that trilogy well, and it's going to be a great epic conclusion to the trilogy. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'll see it my one time in the theater, and I'll... And then that's it. But... You know, John's the Batman fan. It'll transcend with him a lot more than it will with me. I don't...
I'll go once, but not opening weekend.
I'm going opening
weekend. I'm going to go opening day.
But
like, it's a comic book hero, and as much as I may not like DC, and I take shots at Batman. I like the Batman movies. I've gone and seen every single one of them in the theater. I, you know, to varying degrees liked every one of them, even fucking shitty Batman and Robin. When I watched in the theater, I thought it was fun. It was dumb afterwards, but I thought in the theater, I thought, oh, this is kind of fun. But I am looking forward to this. I want to see what Bane does to Batman. And
I think we all know what's going to happen.
And I love his Yoda voice.
His Yoda? I don't think
like
he sounds overly Yoda.
He sounds Yodish. You have not. What are the lines that he says in it?
Who are you?
Yeah.
Punish
I'm
you.
Gotham's reckon.
Yeah.
Reckoning.
I'm Gotham's Reckoning.
He does not
he
sound
sounded
that.
Like Yoda. I thought it was Yoda. I'm like, fuck, man. Is a little green guy going to pop out of him? You know, I thought it was Yoda. And then his other one. You have not suffered yet enough yet or whatever.
Your punishment must be more severe.
He sounds like Yoda, man. They Yoda-ized them. I was excited.
I'm actually excited for Catwoman 2, although I'm still not digging the costume. I think she's going to be great still. And, of course, everything with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I'm just like waiting to see what they do with him.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, I want to see what's going to happen. I want to see if he's another person. But did you see that Marion Cotillard said that she's not Ra's al Ghul's daughter? Yeah. I don't know if she's smoking.
Well,
they're doing smoke and mirrors or what they're doing, but
they've
she
never
said
really
she's not.
Lied about what they're doing, though. They never like anytime Christopher Nolan's ever brought up anything, but like said he's not going to do a character, he hasn't or done
so
something.
That's what she said
you know?
She's not going to be
so like.
I don't know.
Yeah, for example,
she's supposed
Robin.
To be an
there's still no sign
yeah.
of Robin, and he said that like way back in Batman Begins, or after Batman Begins. You know, I'm not doing Robin.
Did you see that little cartoon that was posted on Facebook? I think I reshared it. I loved it. It was Batman was carrying like a little kid's Robin outfit, and Alfred's like, "Bruce, what are you doing?" And he's like, "Did you see the cartoon?" He's like, "Bruce, what are you doing?" He's like, "I got to go out to the local schools. I got to find a boy." Put in this. Well, Bruce, why is it like underwear? He goes, because his legs have to be able to wrap around my head. And he's like, Bruce.
Oh.
And I was like, I was dying when I read it. Yeah, it was hilarious.
All right. Now we move on to our horror movie news. We actually have news now that Julianne Moore, who is like the mother in... what's
kids
the
are
all
right.
Yeah,
yeah
the, well, the kids are all right, and
she was also in Hannibal. She played whatever
in Next,
the actress. She Next,
and the one with Steve Carell was the new one.
Crazy
Stupid Love,
yeah.
Which was actually really good. I like that movie.
Didn't they play it on the airplane back from Cuba?
I think so. Yeah, but she's actually going to be playing Carrie's mom in the remake. So I'm excited.
You know who's playing Carrie?
The girl
Chloe
from
Moretz. Yeah, Chloe Moretz, the girl from Kick-Ass.
Oh, I didn't know that's who it was.
Yeah,
I didn't recognize the name.
The girl from the new movie out this weekend, The Dark Shadows.
Very good.
I like her.
I like
she
her, too.
She seems kind of young to be playing Carrie, though. Isn't Carrie supposed to be in prom?
Carrie's like 13, though, isn't she? Or no.
I thought she's like
Carrie's
graduating. I thought she's going to prom and graduating.
Oh, no, that
16
is true,
or 17.
Yeah.
She's 15 or something. I guess she's playing older. She's a good actress.
With
some
makeup, she might look older.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for a new Carrie.
Love Carrie.
I'm not usually too fond of remakes,
but
this one looks like they're going the right way.
The book is awesome.
And this one is actually supposed to be more of a remake, like an adaptation
from
the book, rather than a remake of the old movie. So, let's hope it's great.
What's the rating on it going to be?
When
is it going to come out?
Probably.
I can think of is like the first scene from the old one.
Well, I think they're going to want to probably appeal to the older audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll go restricted though.
When does it come out?
No, it hasn't been filmed at all.
It's probably be next year, 2013. But
which we learned today that we're going to live to 2013.
Yeah, apparently the Mayan calendar
got extended or something.
They found an older calendar, I think, that actually extends past 2012. So
like by a few days,
even, no, like 6,000 years or something.
Oh, I guess we're not dying then. Okay.
They were just like, we're not gonna need a calendar for that long. Let's just get rid of it.
So, John, what are your guilty pleasures?
Any guilty pleasures? Right now, I have a guilty pleasure. I'm keep looking at this video. Ain't nobody got time for that. Have you seen it, Jason?
No,
oh my god!
He always plays.
It's
like
so good. It's so funny, man.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No.
Basically, what it is, it's this lady. She there was a fire in her apartment building, so she's explaining to the news crews, you know, like what happened, right? And she's like, "Oh, I got up to go get myself a cold pop, and I smelled something, and I thought someone was barbecuing." And then I realized,
the States, I'm
and
guessing.
Then I said to myself, "Oh Jesus, it's a fire!"
Yeah. Oh Jesus!
And she's like.
And then I
ran out my house, didn't grab my shoes or nothing, Jesus. I
got bronchitis.
I'm like, I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. And then someone actually remixed the whole thing. And like, it's just this really like heavy beat. Like,
it's funny.
It's so awesome.
Again,
that's
my
guilty
pleasure.
I can't think of one right now.
All right, Kyle.
Kyle, guilty pleasure.
I don't think I have any guilty pleasures right now.
I have that damn song, and it's not a guilty pleasure. It's a good song, but it's like I listen to it like 10 times in a row. You know that the one? I think it's by Fun. Is that the
yeah?
Group?
We are
tonight.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that song.
We are young. I just love it.
I like that song.
Gonna set the world on fire.
We
can
get if we don't.
The
is there one episode of this podcast where we don't break out in song?
We're a very merry, very merry group.
Yeah. I'm too stern to break out in song.
Okay.
No, well, he just makes me laugh the whole time.
No, that was my guilty pleasure. It's a great song though, isn't it?
It is
catchy.
A great song. Yeah.
I listen to it. I'm like, wow, this is such a catchy song. That's such an up. And I didn't know, all I knew was a chorus one time, and I was in a restaurant somewhere about to eat, and the beginning came on, and I'm like, and then it starts going, da-da-da, and I'm like, oh, that's that? And you know who, I didn't know, you know who I thought sang that? Tell us that.
Coach Underwood?
No.
Gautier?
No, I was thinking it's that group with the comic book guy, the guy who writes comic books now.
One Direction?
No, God, no. No, it's an actual good look.
My Chemical Romance?
My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
I thought it was My Chemical Romance at first.
Day?
I thought it was My Chemical Romance for and then I went and looked it up, and I'm like, who's Fun? Or whatever that is. Is that the name of the group?
Yeah, Fun's the
and
group.
And I'm like,
yeah.
Who is? I'm like, let me let. And I'm like, who's so good? And then I watched the video. And
it was so good.
I watched the video. And the video's kind of weird and cheesy, but the song is good. It is a nice song. It's a nice song.
It was so good.
Catchy. I would do it at karaoke, but nobody will ever have
it. If you do it at karaoke, you have to
but
do that.
Do
oh, so good.
I don't think I can ever imitate that again.
Well, John, to the funny.
If you do it at karaoke.
Why do I sound
like
an Eastern European?
If you do it at karaoke.
So, was he Johnny Depp from that vampire movie there, Dark Shadows?
Okay, well, I think that's everything for today's podcast. I want to thank everyone for listening once again.
Listeners, thank you.
We actually have a Twitter page as well that you can visit. It's... what is it here? It's the number 4 and then Geeks and a Pizza. All one word. And is the little symbol, not the word spelled out. We got to get an easier one.
Put it on the website.
Yeah.
Put it on the website.
Yeah, it'll be on the website.
Make it make it. Can they make a...
Oh, God, I'm leaning up against the picture.
And then...
We'll make it fall.
Also, you can add me at jfrans1 for Twitter.
Yeah.
And Jason Revington.
Jason Revington at Twitter, yeah.
And
you can add me on Facebook,
Megan
Jason
Beck
Revington.
At Twitter.
Yeah, but you don't want to add me.
Megan,
you don't want to. Yeah, she doesn't really tweet.
You can add me on Facebook, Jason Revington. You can.
Can also email us at 4geeksinapizza@hotmail.com.
Although we probably don't check that email much. Our tech guy should be. That should be our tech guy's job.
Tech.
All
right.
Tech.
We wish everyone good
congratulations for your for your promotion, Kyle. So tech.
Do I get paid more?
John,
we got to get this ironed out. Every time I ever try to close the show.
Okay. We're going to shut up now.
But.
Bye.